It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 27th of February, the 58th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. Are you well? I do hope so. Today is Marathi Language Day in the Indian states of Maharashtra and Goa in honor of the Marathi poet Kusumagraj. His career spanned 5 decades and began in the pre-independence era. Mainly a poet, Kusumagraj also wrote plays, novels, short stories, and essays. His 1942 work Vishakha is today considered one of the masterpieces of Indian literature. The French king who promised a chicken in every peasant's pot every Sunday, good King Henry IV, was born on this day in 1553. He ruled from 1589 to 1610 when he was assassinated by a fanatical Roman Catholic. After surviving 11 other assassination attempts, can you imagine 11? Henry IV was a Protestant, the first and only Protestant king of France, by the way, in this very Roman Catholic country. Catholicism is still the majority religion here, so you can imagine the difficulties he faced. Religious wars between the Protestants and the Catholics were raging, and Henry himself had led Protestant forces against the royal army. He finally converted to Catholicism 4 years into his reign, saying, "Paris is well worth a mass." Even though seen as a traitor by some of France's Protestants, he nevertheless brought about the famous Edict of Nantes in 1598, which guaranteed religious liberties to Protestants and ended the wars of religion. Good King Henry, as Wikipedia notes, and I quote, is remembered for his geniality and his great concern about the welfare of his subjects. An active ruler, he worked to regularize state finance, promote agriculture, eliminate corruption, and encourage education. End quote.
Man, this is Sugar Rank and calling from Ghana. You know, I love the program too much. Bless up. RFI.
Thank you, RFI. Thank you, RFI. Keep it. I love it. Calling from Kumasi. My name is Abdul Hamid.
Hi, this is Kalisha, and I'm calling from Jamaica. I'm just saying that RFI is very entertaining, motivative in news, sports, entertainment, and special features. I love this station. Oh, it's so fun and enticing.
Hi everyone, bonjour à tous. My name is Mohamed Kivera from the Gambia, and I'm saying bravo to RFI. Keep it up.
I love hearing y'all's voices. Feel free to record yourself and send them in. The address is the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. Still to come, Muhammad Shamim's happy moment and some really great music, but first, the quiz. On the 30th of January, I asked you a question about the sounds of the countryside and a new French law called the Sensory Heritage Law. This law will protect rural sounds and smells. Back up. What? Protecting rural sounds and smells? Here's the deal. Many French city people either retire to the country or have a holiday house in the country. But the pre-dawn crow of the rooster, the honk of geese, the non-stop jingle of cowbells, as well as the lovely smell of cow manure, this they were not ready for, and there have been numerous cases brought to court by these newly rural people against the full-time, long-dated residents of the country who have farm animals. There can be no more disputes over normal countryside noises now with the passage of this legislation. This struggle between the neo-rurals in their new environment became a headline when a newly installed couple on the island of Oléron, off France's northwest coast, sued a rooster, well, his owner, actually, for his pre-dawn singing. The couple not only lost the case, they also had to pay court costs. I asked you to tell me the name of the famous rooster from the island of Oléron, the rooster who garnered thousands of signatures on a Let Him Sing petition and in 2019 won, legally, the right to crow. His case paved the way for France's new law, the Sensory Heritage Law. The rooster's name is Maurice, but of course. Maurice was the beloved rooster of Madame Corinne Fesseau, but he wasn't there to crow in victory over the law. He went to rooster heaven this past summer. However, his successor, Maurice too, can. As Madame Fesseau told France 24, RFI's sister television station, the city has its noises, and so does the countryside. The winners of this week's quiz are Tapsi Bain, who's a member of the Paribar Bantu RFI SWL Club in Chhattisgarh, India, and RFI Club members H.M. Tarek from Narayanganj, Bangladesh, Razia Hosen Iti from Sunamganj, also in Bangladesh, Krzysztof Borski from Poznan, Poland, and last but assuredly not least, Rakesh Shishan from Chennai, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. At the top of the show, I talked to you about the French King Henry IV. So while we're on the subject of French history, I have a nice question for you today about another French royal, Marie Antoinette, the wife of Louis XVI, and her little theater at their modest little Chateau de Versailles. Earlier this week, we had an article on the RFI English website about this little gem of a theater, which the Versailles Conservation Team, profiting from the COVID-19 closure, has been busy restoring. The 250-seat theater is the only 18th-century theater in France to still have its original working machinery. A miracle of conservation, as Raphael Masson, the head of conservation at the Chateau, put it. That's not the only working machinery from the era. All the plumbing for the elaborate outdoor fountains is also original. There are still three original sets for the theater, and there's your question. What are they? What are the three original sets in Marie Antoinette's little theater on the grounds of the Chateau de Versailles? What do the three existing sets from the theater represent? I've put our article on the Sound Kitchen and Club Facebook pages to help you with the answer. You have until the 22nd of March to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 27th of March to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
It's hip-hop time. RFI Planet Radio is sponsoring a video contest, and we want you to enter. Planet Radio is an RFI department that gives voices to remote populations around the world. They are looking for 3-minute videos about climate change, the environment, pollution, told by the people it affects. Get together with your grandfather, your aunt, someone older in your community, and ask them how they feel about what is happening where they live, maybe in the place where they grew up. How do you feel about it? Tell us what you think. For competition guidelines, go to the RFI English, the RFI English Clubs, the RFI Listeners Club, or the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. You can also write to us at english.service@rfi.fr if you need more help. That's english.service@rfi.fr. The deadline for entries is April the 4th, so time to get creative.
It seems I need to fuss at you. I spoke with Max and Gail from Planet Radio earlier this week, and there are no EPOP entries from you. Not a single one from any of the independent RFI clubs, nor RFI club members, nor any Anglophones. What are you waiting for? There's only about a month left. Don't you want to come to Paris as soon as COVID permits? All expenses paid, of course, for the EPOP meeting. Don't you want to win 5 turning kits, microphones, tripods, a bag to put it all in, and, of course, a really cool T-shirt? Most importantly, don't you want to be a part of this wonderful effort to bring to life the real-world effects of climate change and pollution on so-called ordinary humans? Huh? I best see some videos up here before long, or I'll be really disappointed. You don't want your old Susan to be sad now, do you? Here is Erwan once again. Listen up and act.
It's hip-hop time. RFI Planet Radio is sponsoring a video contest, and we want you to enter. Planet Radio is an RFI department that gives voices to remote populations around the world. They are looking for 3-minute videos about climate change, the environment, pollution, told by the people it affects. Get together with your grandfather, your aunt, someone older in your community, and ask them how they feel about what is happening where they live, maybe in the place where they grew up. How do you feel about it? Tell us what you think. For competition guidelines, go to the RFI English, the RFI English Clubs, the RFI Listeners Club, or the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. You can also write to us at english.service@rfi.fr if you need more help. That's english.service@rfi.fr. The deadline for entries is April the 4th, so time to get creative.
As promised at the top of the show, we have a listener's happy moment today. Here's the RFI Golden Eagle Club president, Mohammed Shamim, from Kerala State.
My name is Mohammed Shamim. I am the president of Golden Eagle Club. Pleasure of reading. Reading makes a full man, says Francis Bacon, the father of English essays. A book offers a cultured person's his greatest joy. Reading broadens outlook, drives away prejudices, and lights up mind with the truth and knowledge. Books are the best friends of man. They never desert us. In our hour of need, they lead us through the right path. Great books are the reflections of masterminds. We experience in the works of great writers the strength and the beauty of their vision. They appear before us and speak to us through the air books. Books transport us a world of wisdom and joy and free us from anxieties of day-to-day life. Reading is the best joy a man can choose. When we have spare time, the best way to make it useful to read a book. But while selecting books, one has to be careful. Books could be good or bad. In a world flooded with books, only selective reading will offer the true pleasure that reading yields. My favorite book is Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist. thanks to RFI. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Muhammad. I agree. There's just not a lot better under the sun than a good book. Do you have a favorite? I have a lot of favorites, but I have to say I'm particularly fond of the Russians. Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, beloved Chekhov, Goncharov. What about you? What's your favorite book? And what's your particular happy moment? Share it with us. Time's up for today, but before we go, I want to remind you about the reprint of the Sound Kitchen Cookbook, which I'm told can have a few new recipes. If you'd like to see your recipe included, send it to me as soon as you can, like right now, so we can get to work on it. Send me a photo of yourself, too, in case we can include it this time. The address is thesoundkitchen@rfi.fr. That's thesoundkitchen@rfi.fr. Don't put it off. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many, many thanks to our producing engineer, Vincent Bora, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure to tune in next Saturday to hear the answer to the question about Myanmar's military commander-in-chief. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And wear your masks. Stay safe, my friends. I'll play you out with a song sent to me from one of my dearest and most long-dated friends, Greg Bayless. Greg is from my hometown, Austin, Texas, and is a marvelous actor and musician. Greg, along with about everyone else I know, spent last week wrapped in blankets trying to stay warm during that nutty snowstorm that knocked out electricity for a week all over the state. And now, everyone's out picnicking and sunbathing. It's warm again. No wonder Texans are so weird. It's the weather that drives them mad. Bah, on sleeping bags and blankets to stay warm. My favorite way to get some heat going is to dance. And the music Greg sent to me is going to get you up and a-shaking. It's called the Muy Sabroso Blues. Muy Sabroso means very tasty in Spanish. This song, which is Muy Sabroso, was written by Don Tosti, and it's played here by Lalo Guerrero y sus cinco lobos on a wonderfully old, scratchy record called Pachuco Boogie. Pachuco is a slang word for a style, clothes, hair, music, celebrated by some Mexican-Americans in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, but it's not used very much anymore. Thanks again, Greg, and I'm glad you're warm now. Send my kisses to all our pals and see you, I hope, soon. Talk to everyone next week.
Yo tengo una novia que sabe querer. Cuando me besa yo no sé qué hacer. Me siento muy sabroso. Me siento muy sabroso. Sé lo que siento cuando mi baby me besa así. Me da mi abracito y me da mi apretón y luego un besito y rom, pom, pom, pom. Qué lindo besa mi baby.
Besa mi baby.
Qué lindo besa mi baby.
Cielo.
Me del sillón. Baja las luces y mi corazón me suena pom, pom, pom.
Pom, pom, pom.
Me suena pom, pom, pom.